John Finkel is working in his current workshop, Adeline and Rachel's basement. The couple has hired John to build them a barrel-style sauna, a process that will take most of the winter to finish. Today, John Finkel fusses with a nearly 100-year-old antique wood plane.
You know, every now and again, the grain says, no, I'm not going to cooperate, and so I kind of have to clean out the throat just a bit.
He's hand planing each piece of carefully picked lumber for their sauna. His stance is wide as he places the plane at one end of a 2x4. His weathered hands tighten their grip as he makes a slow pull from one end to the other. This process is slow moving, but John's light blue eyes seem to smile as he continues with his work. He's soaking in every bit of it.
Oh, it's such a nice time working things like this. Think about the day and meditate and not think about anything at all or work through things that you just need to think about. It's a really nice frame of mind to be in.
The scent of fresh-cut cedar fills the room, and with each intentional pull, another tightly curled wood shaving falls to the ground. Hand-planing each piece for the sauna will take months, but Finkel would have it no other way.
Here I'm working with Adeline and Rachel and building their sauna, and so I can develop I'm living in their backyard and develop a really close relationship with them, which makes the project really special.
Finkel's home is a small wooden box about as long as he is tall and shorter in height than the average person. It's currently propped up on 4 logs to keep it away from a snowy Duluth ground.
I live a somewhat a nomadic lifestyle. I'm working on a Gypsy Vardo, and we'll have wheels and we'll roll from job site to job site. My friend calls it a Bauwagen, and he said that was in Germany. It's a work wagon.
And while others are jumping in their cars and racing to work, John is already there. He chooses this lifestyle because he enjoys the simplicity of living and working at a slower pace.
There's a different type of progress. Progress isn't always just getting more and more and more and more. Sometimes progress is actually, you know, slowing down and savoring the moment, savoring the time that you're working on things and thinking about the materials and your environment and... So I really like that pace. I bicycle everywhere, and that's much more much slower. But you're getting a workout at the same time, and not using fossil fuels.
He's got no certain plans for his next project, but he'll be ready and willing when it comes around.
And when the project's done, I'll roll my Bauwagen, my Gypsy Vardo, onto the next.
I'm Jamie Meredith, reporting from Duluth.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.